Good morning, 1012. You're on the Mighty 690. Better late than never. Becky Barnhart, sorry about that. We had every line was busy. You got locked out.
I did. I think I called 7 times.
Oh, no.
On one number and then a couple on a different number.
Yeah.
And I finally got through. That's the important thing.
I looked over and I saw that all the people are all making calls and stuff. So it was all, you caught us at a bad time somehow. But hey, we're glad to have you on here.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to be here because I have some good adoptions to talk about and just a good report, some great animals to talk about. So, I have been speaking about a litter of white calico kittens for some time now. The last two of those kittens were adopted this week. Ash and Cedar found their forever home. So we were patient and kept talking and showing pictures, and the litter is finally a happy litter now. So no longer at the shelter. That's great news. And we also had an adoption of a unique-looking cat that I talked about, Dracula. Remember I said Dracula?
Oh, yeah.
Dracula was adopted this week. So we had some really wonderful cat adoptions, and then we had, I think there were 3 dog adoptions. Misty and Scout found their forever homes, and another little dog, and I can't remember its name, but anyway, it's been a good week. We've had since the beginning of the year, I think we've had 26 adoptions, which is, that's more than, this is what, only the 11th or 12th. So that's a good record for us. We're always pleased when we've got more adoptions than days in the year. So things are off to a great start. Congratulations to the new pet owners and the wonderful pets. And we're hoping this year just continues the way that it started off. We've got some great dogs to talk about today. We had our meeting last night, and I walked around and looked at all the great dogs that are out there, and it's kind of nice to kind of put a face and a name when I'm talking about them. Probably the one that I thought was really gorgeous was a chocolate lab. She's about 1 to 2 years old. Her name is Nova, and she has been with us for some time. She's a big dog, as labs are, and she's active, and sometimes, that's not a great fit. But if someone really wants a beautiful chocolate lab to have either as a yard friend or out in the country friend, she'd be great. She's very, very friendly. She's really likes all the staff members. You go up to her pen and she jumps up to say hello. She has had some meet and greet with some other parents that have pets. They kind of want to make sure she can get along, well with other dogs. So if you do decide that she might be the one for your family and you have another pet, we are asking that you bring that pet out. And, we probably don't talk about that enough, but a lot of times when you're introducing a new pet to a home environment, it can be not always go, just smooth as silk at first. Usually it will calm itself down because, they're trying to figure out how do we fit into the pack and where do we, an older dog might think, okay, who's this new guy? So sometimes it takes some patience and some time on your part. And we've always said if you'd like to bring your pet out and let them kind of have an interaction for a little bit just to see from the get-go how it works, and sometimes they get along fine at the shelter, but when they get in that home environment, it's different. So I think that's something we should really talk about more. And if you are interested in adding a pet, do some research and find out some good ways of introducing the pets to each other. So anyway, that's Nova. She's there with us. We have Moose. I kind of giggle when I think about Moose because he's a good-looking dog, and he's just got that cute face. He's about 1 year old. He's a pit bull cross. He's white in color. He's very charming. He gets along great with cats, children, and other dogs. He's been placed in a foster home for a while, and it worked out fine until they found out that they only had like a 4-foot fence, and he cleared it without any problem. So he's going to need either a lot of area to run or a taller fenced-in yard. So the fostering situation, other than that, I guess he was great. I mean, he was great around the house, and he loved to play. He would have been he's a perfect family dog, but he just needs to make sure that he's got, if he's in the yard, it's a good, secure situation.
Sure.
He's already been, yeah. He's already been neutered and he's sponsored, so therefore we know what that means. His adoption fee would be waived, and he could go home with you the day you select him. So he's really cool. I think people need to check him out on Facebook. And then another beautiful note we have, her name is Starbucks. She's 1 to 2 years old. She's a Catahoula cross. She's gorgeous. And just a little love bug. What I've noticed about her yesterday, she's a little plump, so she's likes her food. So she's, you know, for training things, food would be the way to go with her. She's kind of small. She's not as tall as you might think about. Those Calahuna dogs are usually kind of a tall. She's not. She's kind of short. And so, therefore, she's probably a little chunkier. We thought when she first arrived that possibly she was pregnant, but she's not. She's just a full-figured girl looking for her forever home. So we're hoping Starbucks is selected. She's fine with children and other dogs. She's not too keen on cats, so maybe that wouldn't be a good situation. And her adoption fee is reduced to $30 because she's already been spayed and can go home with you the day you select her. So Starbucks, I think she's just cute as she can be. And I had another cat. We've got several cats that have come in this week. Animal Control has brought them in. So if you're missing your cat, you need to go to our Facebook page and see if we have your cat, or give us a call and, you know, kind of describe your cat. And better yet, come out to the shelter and look. But we've had several coming in this week. The one that I'm going to talk about is a female tabby. Her name is Zia, and she has been with us for some time. She's very cozy. She loves curl up in your lap. She's a little bit shy at first, but she's beautiful. And we just kind of, as we said, we've got a lot of cats, so we'd really like people to come out and check them out. Even though we've had some adoptions, we've also had several coming in. So that's the group that I was supposed to speak of today. Oh, I'm wrong. We've got one more. Flower. I forgot about Flower. Flower is a black and white cat. Beautiful name. And she was named that, of course, because of the Disney movie with Bambi. Remember the little skunk? His name was
Flower. Oh, yeah. That brings back some memories.
Doesn't it, though? Wasn't that a sweet, well, it was a sweet movie, except the beginning when you starts off kind of sad, it gets better. But anyway, the staff named this cat after Flower because of her coloration and that she's so sweet and just has a really innocence about her. So Flowers is available, and again, go to Facebook and check her out, or come out to the shelter and hold her and love on her, and maybe you'll be hooked also. That's it for the animals I was going to talk about. We are asking for donations. If someone wants to know what we're looking for, bleach. We're always in need of bleach and toys, especially for the large dogs. They're pretty destructive with them, and we don't mind, other than the fact that the toys don't last, because it gives them something to do when they're in that kennel, and it kind of gives them stimulation. Some of them act like they've never had a toy before, and then you give them a toy, and they'll just play and chew and squeak. So they don't last, but they sure are a necessity. It really isn't an extra thing. We really think it kind of helps with some of their mental attitude to have something to play with. And then, of course, canned dog food. We've got lots of dry, goodness, Christmas, as I said earlier, people were fantastic to us. We have an ample supply of dog food, dry dog food right now, and kitty food, and even kitty litter, which, you know, usually I'm asking for that. It was a wonderful season for us, and we appreciate it. We are there every day, Monday through Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Monday through Friday, we're there from 5 to 7 in the afternoons. And then the weekends, we are there from 1 to 4. Now, next Monday, we won't be open. It's, I believe that's Martin Luther King.
Yes, it is.
Junior Observation Day or whatever. So we won't be open on that day. But other than that, we are there. Facebook page. The girls are really, really working on that, trying to keep it updated. And we're going to start featuring like a pet of the week. What we're going to do, and do a nice video of that particular pet, thinking that might help. And we're going to be selecting pets that have been there the longest, you know, and it'll probably mostly be dogs, but there will also be cats. But we're just trying to figure out how to get their faces out there and their behavior. And, you know, you look at a picture, that doesn't always tell you everything. So we're trying to do that, start a new Pet of the Week video. So please check that out on our Facebook.
Yeah, and I'd seen you had already put out kind of that call for some donations needed and everything. Obviously, you went through that list. But yeah, no, that's a great reminder for people. You know, maybe if they have some stuff around the house, some toys, or, you know, maybe they're going to be at the store, they could just grab an extra thing of bleach, that sort of thing. It all helps.
It all helps. And I've said this time and time again, too, if pet owners are like me, my dog has more toys than she can possibly play with. And a lot of times I just kind of, you know, go through them and put them in the laundry, wash them, take them out to the shelter, and they're fine. We're not opposed to using used toys whatsoever because they don't last. But I think they are important. And cows, sometimes when you're kind of cleaning out your cupboard sometimes and you've got, we use them. We can use them for bedding. We can use them for washing. So cows are something that we go through a lot. And then, of course, blankets. You know, we're always using blankets. Some of the dogs get a little anxious, so the blankets get torn up because, well, they're just anxious. So they don't last. And we just appreciate anything. That newspapers, too. That's, a lot of people bring us some newspapers, and we go through those. So we just rarely have anything brought out to us that we cannot put to some use, and we sure do appreciate it. So glad you brought that up. I think Oksana had put on Facebook that we were kind of trying to stay away maybe from some of the stuffed toys, but I think she did that just thinking because they don't last. And then we got to talking about it at the meeting last night. We thought, who cares? If it gives the dog 10 minutes of joy, so be it. So we're not going to be restricted at all on anything that's brought out there for the dogs. And if the weather gets better, and we know it will, you know, we're going to be asking for people to volunteer, come out and walk the dogs, or come out and hold a kitten or a cat and just give it some socialization. We don't always have time to, you know, spend quality time with it. I mean, we need that extra help. So if someone's wanting something to do, come out and spend an hour at the shelter and help. We would appreciate it. And I guess I should give you the phone number.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, phone number and address, and just so people can find you.
Okay. All right. Our telephone number is 620-252-6060. As I said, we're there every day of the week. And Facebook page is CFA. We are located on the county road that right before you get to Oklahoma, right across the street from the waterways treatment plant. It's a paved road all the way to the shelter. The shelter's a little white building. And we just are pleased when people come out and just want to look around. And so it's a good environment. It's kind of healthy sometimes just to reach out and give them a pat on the head. They appreciate it.
Yep, absolutely. No, it's always great, and we really appreciate all the work you do. As always, you know, it's just always good to hear the updates and hear about adoptions, and, you know, it just keeps moving along, so that's just wonderful.
It does. It does. And our new shelter director, she's very thorough and very organized, and she presented us with a list of activities that she's going to try to present this coming year, you know, that maybe running specials on adoptions or maybe having some type of a special event, just anything to get our animals out and getting our name out there. And we're just going to be more pleased with what's going on at the shelter. We'd be more pleased if we had empty kennels, but, you know, that's not ever going to happen. So we're going to do the best we can with every animal that comes out. So anyway, come see us.
All right. Yes, absolutely. Great reminder, Becky. I really appreciate you coming on here, and I look forward to chatting again next week.
All right. You take care.
All right. You have a good one. That's Becky Barnhart from Coffeeville Friends of Animals here on the Mighty 690. And we'll be getting back to open line here in just moments on KGGF.